Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loan Studios and a very special edition tonight of our program. We've got an outstanding lineup over the next 2 hours, and all of our guests will be joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. A number of storylines that we're going to dive into. Big news this week, of course, Peyton Manning, his decision to retire after 18 seasons in the NFL, and so many of the game's finest have paid tribute on the legacy of number 18. And it is an honor to have with us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, Chicago Bears legendary coach, NFL Hall of Famer, the great Mike Ditka. Good evening, Mike.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so good to hear your voice. It's been a while since you've been on the program. And I have to say, you know, coach, throughout your years in the NFL, you have coached some of the game's finest. And Peyton Manning said goodbye to the NFL on Monday in an emotional and heartfelt speech. He's a legendary quarterback. He walks away at the top of his game after winning his second Super Bowl. You know, Mike, when I was watching that, I mean, I got emotional in his 12-minute farewell speech. What was your reaction?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, you're talking about, you know, we don't want to get into saying what the greatest is. That's a hard thing to define. But to me, over a period of time, longevity and what he's done to the game, the role model he's been for young people, the example he set on and off the field, the man is an outstanding individual, class all the way through. As good a football player as he's probably a better person. That's a great family, Archie, and they raised a great family, and you know, of course, you got the other kid playing quarterback, also Eli, and then you have Tucker. So, people who are positive, good role models in sports do what he's done. I mean, I don't, you know, like I said, you know, you can talk about Unitas, or you can talk about all the greats. And I was thinking about him the other day, and all the ones that part star, and all the guys that played against. But nobody has played the game or gave more to the game than Peyton Manning.
NFL Hall of Famer, Chicago Bears legendary coach Mike Ditka is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. So, Mike, where does Peyton Manning, where does he rank among the NFL's finest? You talk about Joe Montana.
Well, you know, there's so many that have played the game, and you know, you go back with even in my era, but you know, the Favres, and then I just know this, that he's got to be right at the top, in my opinion. I think because of contributions to the game, you know, it's not always about records. I think it's how you carry yourself and what you loan or give to the game, and I think he's given a tremendous amount to the game. In the manner of how he's been with his teammates, his coaches, and the fans, but most of all, what he's meant to young people who watch him. And I mean, I think it's pretty special you get to watch him.
Peyton Manning's retirement, obviously, as you're talking about, he left an indelible mark on football. He's a 2-time Super Bowl winner, 5-time MVP. How did Peyton Manning change and impact the game? I mean, defenses, they had to step up their game to a whole new level, right, Coach?
Well, you know, his mental. I think his study of the game, his understanding of the game, studying what the defenses do, his way that he attacks them, individuals, probably he watches probably more film than anybody that's ever played the game. And because of that, he gets an understanding of what tendencies are, what people tend to do, how they cover, even if they're in man or zone, what their positions on the field are. I mean, I know it sounds trite, but he knows so much about what that defense is going to do, and his anticipation of what they're going to do is outstanding, and that way he's able to cope with what they throw at him.
You know, Mike, you were inducted, of course, in the Hall of Fame in 1988, the first tight end ever to receive this honor. It's a big transition, walking away from the game that you love so much. What kind of emotions is he going through?
Well, I think it's hard to walk away. There's no question about it. But I think the way he did it and what he said, I think is really great. I mean, all good things come to an end. You know, you can't play the game forever. He's going to walk away with his facilities. I mean, he's going to have his health. He's going to be, you know, he's going to go on in the business. He's going to do very well in life and probably have the same kind of success off the field as he's had on the field. So I think he's a great, like I said, a great role model for young people, and I think a great role model. He should be the poster boy of the NFL, in my opinion.
How do you get to the point, though, to having peace in your life as far as with that decision? I mean, I would think in one, you know, sense it's liberating that you don't have that constant pressure on you, but how do you move ahead?
Well, I think, first of all, he sat down with his family and his wife. And once you get, that settled, you talk to your coaches. You probably talk to your John Elway. I mean, you have a pretty good understanding, Can he play? Yes, he can play. Mm-hmm. Can he play at a high level? Yes, he can play at a high level. But, I think that I really respect him for saying, okay, the game has given him so much, and he's given the game so much. Time to walk away. And he's walking away, like I said, he's completely healthy. He's going to go out in the business. He's going to be very successful out of football. So, I think it's a great decision on his part.
Well, retirement.
I'll miss him.
I know.
But I will miss him.
Absolutely. We all will. And, of course, retirement, it completely redefines your way of life because you don't have that same day in and day out type structure.
No, you don't. But I think when you look at the individuals that are successful in life, whether it be in sports or in business or whatever, there's a way they operate. I mean, when they get up in the morning, it's not all, I'm going to go do this. They got a game plan for how they're going to lead their life. I think that game plan will continue. His conditioning program will continue. I think he can lend so much to young people when he speaks to them. And he's such a good example, but his words will mean something to these people because they can relate to him. He's part of that society that we love and call the NFL.
The great Mike Ditka is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can go back and listen to the entirety of this interview at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Well, Coach Ditka, what advice, perhaps, if you could go one-on-one with him, what advice would you give him on life after the NFL?
The only thing I could tell Peyton Manning is thanks. Thanks for what you've done for the game. Thanks for what you've done for your teammates and coaches and the fans. I just believe, and I'm not trying to go get crazy here, it's such a great feeling for somebody like me. I've been around a long time. Watch a guy come and give to the game what he's given to it and not take more from it than he's given to it. And he's going to walk away whole. He's going to be happy. He's going to go on about his life, probably start another business and be very successful because he is success-driven. He's motivated by mm-hmm. success, by doing the right things, not some of the time, but all the time. That's who he is.
So give the Denver Bronco fans some hope. What is next at the quarterback position? Because they enter the 2016 season without either of their top two quarterbacks, Peyton Manning and, of course, Brock Osweiler is going to be down here in Houston, Mike.
Yeah, it doesn't, they don't fall off of trees. I hear now that they're interested in the kid in San Francisco, but I don't know. It's tough. It takes time sometimes to develop a quarterback. It doesn't happen overnight. I don't care who you are, anybody who came into the league, Peyton too, and Unitas, and there's a time when you struggle, and then it comes to you, and all of a sudden, boy, you go forward. But I have no idea. I think they'll go out and try to get a veteran, but I don't know who it'll be.
Oh, what about Robert Griffin III? Do you think he could be a fit potentially there?
I love Robert Griffin III. He's a class individual. He's kind of his only drawback is he's been a little injury prone. So I really don't know if he could get away from the injuries. I think he could be very, very effective in the NFL.
Mike Ditka has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, Chicago Bears legendary coach, NFL Hall of Famer. He was the head coach of the Bears from 82 to 92 and enshrined in the Hall of Fame as a player in 1988. And as I mentioned, the first tight end ever inducted. Congratulations on such an amazing career. And Coach Ditka, we would absolutely love to have you back. Always an open invitation right here at YSR.
Well, thank you. I'll come back anytime. God bless you and thank you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead. Okay. The fastest 2 hours in radio at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.